from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. A very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria,
a.k.a. Shmaria,
with a Christmas classic.
With you, shorty with you.
With you, shorty with you.
With you, under the mistletoe.
I'm the Santa Claus.
A very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Now, here's Roz and Mocha on KISS.
Yes, 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 and the fun continues.
30 seconds or less.
Love 30 seconds or less. Roz and Mocha Christmas edition. Hey,
yes.
Merry
awesome
Christmas, everybody.
Happy
Christmas time. Uh-huh. Very simple. We will ask normally a couple people on the show to complete a task, and you have 30 seconds to complete that task, 30 seconds or less. Sometimes we've tried to break world records in the past. Sometimes we've had the guys drink a whole, what was it? It was a heavy cream. You guys had to drink a carton of heavy cream,
eat
a stick of butter, rip Band-Aids off your arm.
Eggnog was
one of them. For the holidays, I have gifted each of you something. Do not open your cards yet for me, okay? We're going to do this one at a time. But I will tell you what I have gifted each of you are one of four of the hardest tongue twisters to ever be written.
Okay.
And so one by one, you will open your card, read what the tongue twister is, and in tongue twister fashion, you have to say it as many times as you can in 30 seconds or less without screwing up. I don't know if any of you will get one clean time.
Okay.
My mouth is so bad.
Yo.
Hey, yo, pause.
Okay.
Oh,
then here we go. Cheesecake, we will start with you. Shem, if you could open your card from me, please.
Okay.
Now, would you like me to read it once clearly so everybody knows what it is?
Yeah, can I open it? Like,
you can open it. So Shem's tongue twister is...
Oh, come on.
You're
kidding me.
Six, sick, hicks, nick, six, slick, bricks with picks and sticks.
You must be kidding me.
Wow.
Okay.
Cheesecake.
So cheesecake, 30 seconds on the clock.
I spit all over myself. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Six, six, hicks, nick, six, 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 hicks, nick, six, 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 bricks with picks and sticks. Six, six, hicks, nick, six, 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 hicks, nick, six, slick, bricks with picks and sticks. Yeah, six, six, hicks, nick, six, slick, bricks with picks.
No.
Oh, I ran out of breath. Six, 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 hicks, nick, six, slick, bricks with picks and sticks. Six, six, why am I screaming? Six, six, hicks, nick, six, slick, bricks with picks and sticks. Right?
No.
You didn't get it.
You had hicks licking each other in that one.
And you got a bad mouth, huh? Is that because of your bad mouth?
Oh, man,
Mocha,
yeah.
You're up next. Please open your card from me and reveal your tongue twister, a classic. So Mocha's tongue twister is... Which wrist watches are Swiss wrist watches?
Excuse me.
Okay. You guys can try each other's later. If you would like.
I know it's a holiday and everything.
Hey,
I know. Look how close.
Mocha, 30 seconds on the clock, please.
In 3, 2, 1. Which wrist watches are Swiss wrist watches?
Nope. You said
I did.
No, you did not.
What did I say?
You said Swiss.
Oh shoot! Okay, ready?
Oh, look at him!
And you know, speed is a thing here, and it's also how many times can you say it in 30 seconds or less?
Ready? In three, yes. Two, one, go!
Yeah.
Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? 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 Did I do it?
No.
Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches?
What?
Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? 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 Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches?
Why did he look in pain while he was saying that?
I don't know. I don't know, Maria. I thought if I brought up the intensity, I'd be able to, like, get it right. Anyway, okay, who's next?
Damn it, Maury. Damn it, Maury, please open your envelope.
Okay.
I've gifted everybody one of four of the hardest tongue twisters to ever be written.
There's no money in here.
Damn it, Maury, yours is a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper.
Oh, no.
Shoot. Do I got to have my finger on the bleep button?
You might. Damn it, Maury. Yeah. 30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah. In three, two, one, go.
A short, sharp shock from a short, sharp shock. A short, sharp shock from a cheap chop chopper. A short, sharp chop like a cheap pop.
Yep. Yo, hot,
a short
bro.
Sharp shock from a cheap fuck. A short, sharp, sharp, cheap fuck. A short, sharp shock from a cheap A short, sharp, sharp, a short, sharp, sharp shock from a cheap chippy chopper. A short, sharp, sharp, but cheap fucker. A short, sharp, shock, cheap chippy chopper.
No, incorrect.
That ain't it.
Short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper.
That's what I said.
And finally,
Maria.
30 seconds or less.
Please open up your envelope. Maria's tongue twister, if I can read it for you all.
Yes.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
OMG.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
I cannot wait for this.
Okay. Maria, 30 seconds on the clock.
In three, two, one, go.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? This is easy. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Wow. Apparently.
Are you?
apparently, Maria has no problem cramming a clam into a clean cream can.
Oh, come on.
It is Christmas.
Celebrating ends on the show.
Hold on here. This is freaky. Maria, you shouldn't be good at this.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I hit the wrong button.
Yes! There is nothing about Maria that you would lead you
Listen,
to believe that she would be good about this.
I am only good at tongue twisters.
Okay, hold on. Shem, give her yours. Hand her yours.
If you get this.
Okay. By the way, Shem's was six sick hicks, Nick, six slick bricks with picks and sticks.
Dog, come on. Really?
Okay, Maria, ready?
Yes.
In three, two, one, go.
Six sick hicks, Nick, six slick bricks with picks and sticks.
Wow, shut up.
I'm done. Stop it.
I'm leaving. Damn. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play.
It's my turn.
30 seconds or less. Sorry. I'm glad nobody else heard what you just said.
Oh, no.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Hey! Jingle bells. Where'd you go?
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to it, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are.
This is the radio drama.
Oh, sick.
That we do every year. And what happens is it's a Christmas story, right? But Maria writes half of it, half the script. Damn it, Maury writes the second half of the script. Maury doesn't know what Maria wrote. Maria doesn't know what Maury wrote. The only instructions they had this year was Something happens. We all wake up. Christmas miracle. So the only thing Maria, the only direction Maria had was something happens. Maury's direction was we all wake up. Christmas miracle. That is it.
Oh, now, shoot.
You're going to know if you're listening to this when it goes from Maria's part of the story to Maury's part of the story, because you are going to hear this. Okay.
Okay. Now, easy enough.
Now, none of us have seen these scripts. Uh-huh. We're all gonna go in blind, going in cold. We got a bunch of sound effects here, everything else, so we're good to go. This is the live Christmas pageant, I guess it would be, Christmas story.
Okay.
And we're gonna do that right now.
Go ahead, Maria.
It was the night before Christmas, and the whole crew from the Roz and Mocha Show are together at Roz's cottage decorating the one of seven Christmas trees he owns. The crew are having a blast, lots of food, lots of booze, and the cheer is in the air. All right, everyone, the shots have been poured.
Is mine a virgin one? I don't know if I can handle another one.
Grow a pair, Shem, and take it.
Let's go!
Yay, okay, but let's do this so we can finish up the tree. Christmas is approaching fast.
Cheers and Merry Christmas, guys.
Cheers!
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 Love it.
Oh, God, that was hard.
Okay, everyone, gather around. The tree isn't going to fix itself.
So I'm guessing I get to put the star up?
Nah, dude, you lost every battle this year. Maury actually succeeded at Matt, so he does it this year. Sucks to suck.
Fine, I'll go grab some balls to hang.
Roz, what are you doing? Your ornaments are not even close to being color-coordinated.
Oh, so there's an order now?
Well, yeah, your section looks like you did it with your eyes closed.
I'd still do many things better than you, Maria, with my eyes closed.
Oh, really?
Lord Jesus, you two, not again. Let's just get Maury to do the star now. Where is Maury?
I'm back here behind the tree. I'm just trying to hang it on my own.
Maury, you're not using a proper ladder.
Maury, don't yank on the tree.
Oh my God, we're gonna get crushed.
No, we're not.
Oh no, watch out.
The tree begins to shake. Maury loses his step.
Oh no.
And the tree falls forward on the entire Roz and Mocha crew.
Oh! No!
Ugh, where are we? What just happened?
I don't know. Everything is so blurry.
Why are we on the floor? This isn't normal. What's this for?
Wait, what? I'm singing.
I am too, and I just thought I was talking.
Wait a second. Are we all singing right now?
This can't be. What's going on?
We can't speak. We can only sing.
This is crazy. We can't even talk normally.
How are we supposed to do this? We're stuck in a song.
I can't take it anymore. We need to find a way out.
Look, a broken ornament with a note inside. If you sing a five-part harmony before midnight's light, your voices will return. Everything will be all right.
How are we supposed to do that? We can't even talk right.
Five parts. This is impossible. We'll never get it right.
We'll never manage. Time is running out.
Focus. We can do it. It's not too late. We just need to harmonize and not hesitate.
I don't even know where to start.
I can't do this alone. Help me out.
We have no time. We need a plan.
Maybe we just need to listen and follow Shem's plan.
All right, let's start slow and get it right. We'll practice together until midnight.
We can do this if we focus and find the right rhythm.
Yes, that's it. Keep going.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, dear friends. Merry Christmas to you.
We did it. We got our voices back.
We can talk. We can finally talk again.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Best Christmas set. Wait, why are you still singing, Roz?
Not gonna lie. I thought I sounded real good and wasn't really ready to give up.
How about we just leave that to the professionals? Me. But hey, maybe next year we can make it a musical again.
Merry Christmas.
Doesn't make sense.
It's not supposed to, I guess.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Now the jingle hop has begun.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
On Kiss.
Executive producer of the Roz and Mocha Show, Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Cookie Burger. As you all know by listening to the Roz and Mocha Show, is the guy behind all of our monthly recap songs. And anytime we have a special occasion, Shem writes, produces, and sings songs. Because it is the holiday season, Shem has put in the work with yet another song, which we're going to play for you. What do you want? You're standing there. Shem, you got a big smile on your face. You're rubbing your hands together. What do you want to say? Because none of us have heard this song yet. What do you want to say about this track?
So we have a lot of fun here on the show, right? And I would say that this year, more than any other year that I've been on the show, we have spent a lot of time roasting each other, right? Yes. A lot. We had the roast for Roz for his 50th. You know, we had the constant rap battles between you and myself, Mocha. This falls along those same lines. This is my Christmas roast to each and every one of you on this show. It is done with love. I just want you to know that and consider that when you're listening to the song.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Bringing the Christmas smoke?
Yeah. It is.
Someone has been on the naughty list.
It's time for Shemmy Claus to roast y'all. Ho, ho, ho. They call me Shemmy Claus. Woo. I'm not that Santa dude.
Nah.
Here's a gift, verbal cold for each one of you. You have each been naughty, and we'll address that.
Yeah.
Ain't no fairy tale, Shemmy Claus is spitting facts. So sit back, boys and girls, enjoy these presents.
First up to the plate is Roz Weston.
I hate everything, and I'm badly built. If I were a flower, I would probably wilt. Dusty, crusty, musty, those words describe me. My body is 85, but I'm 50. Damn, I need a bath.
Shut up.
Expeditiously.
Whatever.
Next up is someone who's half the age of me.
Hi, my name's Maria.
Hi.
I know. What's that noise? That's an old car engine that I call a voice. Boys really be all up in my DMs.
Ew.
Soccer players, business bros, and felons.
No.
So what if my taste in boys is trash?
Yes.
They like me for me.
I'm great.
Not my skills in math.
That's mean.
I like chilling with my dog and hanging at Sephora.
Romy.
Next up to get flamed is our tiny Mocha.
Yo, I'm Mocha. Hello, I'm down over here. Don't ignore me. Yeah, I'm small. You can see me clear. Yo, Santa, don't treat me like no tiny elf.
Where's you?
I can beat the top shelf all by myself.
See?
Talk like I'm 6 foot tall, but I'm 5'3".
Facts.
Here's someone even smaller. It's Maury.
Ha, that's what she said.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Maury. Happily married, allegedly. I like men in suits. Hi, Santa Claus. With gray beards, just like my daddy, Roz. This year, Santa, can you give me money?
Please?
I'm trying to start up my Dignity GoFundMe.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
That is my naughty list.
Woo.
Here's your new favorite Christmas song with a twist. Maybe next year, you all will improve.
Be better.
Mocha.
Maury.
Maria.
And Smooth Cool Dude.
Yeah, I know this song probably left y'all in a daze.
Whoa.
From Shemmy Claus to you, happy holidays.
Woo! That sucks, bro.
Bro.
That was the worst song I've ever heard in my entire
Whatever.
Life.
I love y'all.
You're going to have a terrible 2025. I'm telling you right now.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Woo!
Yeah.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
This is a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on Kiss.
I love the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
simply because driving around and seeing in different neighborhoods houses that decorate. Some people decorate the outside of their homes very extravagant. They go like super over the top. Some people keep it very, very simple, right? I lean on the side at our house a little bit over the top where we got lights in the front. We've got a bunch of inflatables on the front yard. Plus we got lights and a couple of inflatables in the backyard.
Oh my God.
Right? So I'm totally understanding Steven Dunkelberg, who is on the phone with us right now. Steven, what's going on, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm great.
So you've taken on the role of decorating not only your home for the holidays, but in your neighborhood, every other house on the block, like 22 other homes, right?
That's right. I actually added one more this year, so we're at 23 now.
Oh, amazing. So the question is why?
I just had a bunch of extra lights. So whenever I first had this idea, I ran a landscaping business, and we hang Christmas lights during the winter season. We don't get a lot of snow here, so that's kind of our winter work. And whenever I would pull down my street, it's kind of a dark street. My house would be all lit up, and all the other houses didn't have any lights on them at all. I had a bunch of extra lights, and I thought that would be a good use of them to light up the rest of my block. And they were all on board with it. They were all excited. So it's been a really cool experience.
I'm wondering if there was anybody hesitant only because I'm thinking that somebody may live in one of those houses where they didn't want to feel useless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't like that. It was more of like they didn't understand why some guy would want to hang Christmas lights on every house for free. So they were hesitant about that. Like they kind of felt like it was more of like a scam, like I was trying to get under them or something like that.
Yeah.
But that was the only reason. Once they kind of saw me hanging lights on everybody else's house, they were on board.
See, because my wife would be convinced that what you were actually hanging on my house was little tiny cameras.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's so skeptical.
She's so skeptical.
So this is how many years in the making now have you been doing this?
This is my third year of doing it. So the first year I did it, I had a crew. Last year I did it by myself. This year I did it again by myself.
Okay. And do you know every homeowner, like all these homes, these not 23 homes you said that you're hanging Christmas lights for, do you know them all?
I do now. I didn't at the time. So whenever I first started, I went door to door to make sure everybody was fine with it. So I was able to meet them that way.
Yeah.
And every year we've kind of gotten a little bit closer and closer. But when I first started, like I knew my immediate neighbors, like the ones to the left, to the right, right across the street. I was familiar with all of them, but not the ones that are, 20 houses down the street.
Okay. And are they all the same lights, the same design? Do you put the exact same amount for every single house?
So every house is custom built. So the lights that I use are like the commercial grade lights that I can cut. So as soon as like the gutter ends, I cut. So there's no extra lights hanging around. So every house is like customized, and then every color or every house has a different color on it as well. I tried to kind of, from what I knew about the homeowner, I tried to kind of relate the lights to that. But some of them are just kind of your traditional Christmas lights. Hmm.
Do they ever start micromanaging you, even though they had no plans to put Christmas lights on their house?
Some have asked for different things, to add different things, but everybody's been real appreciative of it.
Hey, do you take them down at the end of the season for them?
Yeah, I'll take them down, and I have them kind of organized, like so I know where to start each one again, each house. So I put like three houses into one box. So I try to keep it as organized as possible. That way the next year, it's a lot easier to hang them up.
Okay, so each bin or each box that you have with lights, they're allocated to certain houses.
That's right, yeah. So I try to keep it as organized because once they're already built, it's a lot easier just to go rehang them. But there's still a little bit of a process of getting them all untangled and all that stuff like that.
Yo, where do you keep them all? Like, where's all these boxes stored?
Yeah. So my garage is pretty full of Christmas lights.
Oh, no.
And I used to have a spare bedroom, and it was wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling full of crates of Christmas lights. Since I've sold my business, that my boxes have decreased quite a bit, but there's still quite a few boxes of Christmas lights in my garage.
Oh, shoot.
Are you single? You married?
I'm single right now.
You're single. I was going to say, because this is a lot of time before the holidays that you would be spending out of the house, and I don't know how that would go over.
Serious dedication.
Damn.
Yeah, it would take a special person to be willing to let me do all this.
Okay, so your home plus 23 other homes in this neighborhood, in your neighborhood in Oklahoma that you are decorating for Christmas with lights. Is your house the best looking house in the neighborhood when it comes to decorations?
In my opinion, yes. Because whenever I first did the Christmas lights, I went kind of all out on my house. So I went like along the gutters, the roof, and then all the way on top of the roof. I wrapped some trees, some bushes, things like that. I didn't do all that for all my other neighbors, but I did do about 100 feet on each house. So they all look really good, but mine definitely stands out.
Do you ever get to a house and have a wife kick her husband out to help you? You know what I mean? Because I think that that's what would happen.
Some have been willing, right? Some have been willing to help. You know, they kind of feel like they...
I would have to. I couldn't sit there. Right.
But you probably have a system, though, dude. Like, you don't want no one messing with your way of doing things, right?
I just hold the ladder, right?
Sometimes it's easier just for me to knock it out and not have people get in the way. But everyone has been willing to help. They'll bring, you know, food or drinks or anything like that. So,
are we talking just lights, or do you do, like, inflatables and stuff like that, too? Like, yard decorations, lawn decorations.
No, so I just did, well, at least on my street, I just did the lights. Okay. I did do another little project this last weekend, actually, and I included an inflatable.
Oh, okay.
Do you like the work, or do you love Christmas?
I think I like it all. Like, the actual work of it is fun to me. The kind of just the detail of putting up the Christmas lights, making sure everything is, like, symmetrical. And then, like, the end product is awesome to me.
Yeah.
And then the entire Christmas season is an awesome season for me.
Oh, that's amazing, dude. Steven Dunkelberg in Oklahoma decorating 23 homes on your block with lights for Christmas this year. And, of course, your house, the best one on the block. Appreciate your time, bro. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Roz and Mocha's awesome Christmas. You have an awesome Christmas yourself.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Silent night,
holy night,
all is calm, all is bright.
This is a Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas. Happy holidays from Kiss.
'Tis the season, y'all. Here we are again.
A lot of people get that gift that maybe they didn't ask for. Maybe it's the wrong thing. Maybe it is so far off the mark that as soon as you open it, you immediately know you are going to re-gift it or take it back. But in that moment, how do you sell the joy and spirit of Christmas to the person who gave you the gift?
Especially if that person is sitting right there.
They are right there in front of you. That is one of the biggest obstacles that most of us have to jump at least once over the holidays. So, Maria, what did you do? You got together with your girlfriends, who I'm sure are experts at this.
Yes, all are. Women in general are experts at faking it.
At faking it. Okay. Let's just call it what it is. to maybe help anybody listening how to get through that moment when you open that gift you know is going back or re-gifted.
What do you do when someone gives you a really bad gift?
Well, I get that every year because... She gets me the worst gifts, and there's always a sale tag on it, like a clearance tag. She also gets me size up than what I am, because you know your hips, and I'm like, no, I totally know my hips, but like, I'm not extra large.
Oh my God.
You're talking.
I'm giving you a sparkly dress with a disco ball on the front of it. What are you doing?
Wow, Maria, this is really shiny. I can't wait to use this because you see me in shiny clothes all the time. Thank you for this very thoughtful gift.
Okay, Lex, how would you
react the same way even if I like the gift? Like, it's very like...
That's also
honest, that's also very true.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Lex could literally get the gift she's wanted forever and she'll be like, okay, sick, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you won't actually know if I like it because my reaction will be the same.
See, I think when someone has given me a really bad gift, I get overly excited.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm trying to play it up so much that I'm like, oh my God, thank you. My voice starts going high, you know that it's bad. Going into gift buying, what would you say to people when buying gifts?
Stay safe.
Ask for
don't know, gift cards. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're asking from links, like from people that you're close to, like provide me with something that you want because like you're a close to a person. Yeah. But if it's like somebody like a work, you know, person. A work person, gift card. Coffee cards, like do something, a bottle of wine.
And I think for like significant others, like you said, stay safe or just ask. Yeah. Just literally, don't go off the cusp and be like, oh, maybe they'll like this. No.
What about for significant others, like planning an event? Like, let's go, I'm going to buy you a concert ticket because we both like this you know, artist.
But also, if you're getting them something they don't like, then maybe it's not going to work out.
Jamie's never bought
something. Wow. To get you something exactly. You literally told them to buy.
No.
Mel, you my are monitor? Obsessed with the monitor.
I love my monitor.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I love my monitor.
No, you did not like the monitor.
I thought I was getting an iPad.
Yeah. No. We really thought she was getting a ring.
Not an iPad.
Right. The chaos that just took place, Maria, between
that's
you
90%
and your friend,
of her conversation.
You should have seen the look on Ross's face.
If you walk into a room and my friends are in depth in a conversation, it's just yelling. Yeah. Everyone's yelling on top of each other.
Yeah.
But okay, I hope some people got some advice.
I don't know if we learned anything. To be honest with you, I think that the biggest thing is that when you cannot go into the holidays, and there's no harder way to warn against this. Gentlemen, you cannot go into the holidays with your girl thinking she's going to get a ring if there is no ring.
Uh-huh.
You have to end that before Christmas morning, right?
How long have these two been together, the one that said that you all thought she was getting a ring?
2 years.
And is there a ring yet?
No. Oh, no. But like, holy she's not like, I need a ring by a date. Like, like that at all. Like, so it's just very...
Okay, real talk, because you guys are just mentioning it here, that the last year, you guys all thought she was getting the ring.
We've thought on multiple occasions she's getting a ring and hasn't happened. So I think me and my friends are the problem. Because we keep thinking...
So without her in the room, do you guys have that discussion that this is the year she may get the ring?
Yeah, like on her birthday, me and my friends are all in a conspiracy that she was getting engaged.
Okay.
And you're all freaking
that.
Out.
Just stop that. Just stop.
So you think it's going to happen this year?
I think we all got let down because we thought she was going to get engaged.
Okay. So let me guess, you all are going to be huddled
this year? We know it's not happening. Because he won't do it on a holiday. That's another piece
poor
of advice.
Girl. What about poor guy?
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, aka Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Hey! Jingle bells. Where'd you go?
I'm the Santa Claus.
A Fairy Roz and Mocha Christmas. Now, here's Roz and Mocha on Kiss.
Welcome back. Welcome Woo! Back, ladies Woo! And gentlemen. Yes. Very Roz and Mocha Christmas continues.
Tone deaf duets. We brought this up on the show just before the holidays. And damn it, Maury and Maria, neither of them known for their strong singing voices. Let's just be honest. What
Maury
we do
is so
we
offended right now, by the way.
Is we get them
Maury
together.
Doesn't look shocked at all.
I've been here before.
we get them together for a duet. Now, the thing with tone deaf duets is they have headphones on. They cannot hear themselves or each other. And they can only do it in one take, no stopping. And because it is the Christmas show, we thought that we would give them a classic.
Amazing. What song do we have lined up today?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh my goodness.
The Boney M version.
Really?
Oh, shoot.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who's ready? Woo! Let's do this. You both look so confused.
They can't hear us.
I know.
It's awesome.
Okay, Maria's dancing.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Yeah.
Felicidad.
What?
Feliz Navidad.
Maria just came up with a whole new song.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Amazing.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas
from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Again, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
What's wrong with it?
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
I think Maury's gonna pass away.
I think so too.
Oh, we're done! Yay! Yay!
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. That was Roz and Mocha's Tone Deaf Duets, featuring, of course, Damn It, Maury and Maria. Woo! Woo!
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Now the jingle hop has begun.
Happy holidays. This is a Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas on Kiss.
It wouldn't be a Roz and Mocha awesome Christmas without...
Very hot things. Very hot things. Roz and Mocha's very hot things.
I don't think this has happened since like last year at this time.
Love, very hard things. This is where we ask the Dammits, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, to break down and describe something that most of us think that we know the answer to. Very, very simple things, but when you're actually tasked to explain what that thing is, it becomes extremely difficult. For example, in the past, we've asked them to describe the color of a mirror, not what it reflects, but the color of a mirror. Explain the word the, explain how a bike stays up. What is vinegar? That was a good one. How whistling works, how fish breathe, yawning, wind, all of that. And for the Christmas show, a very appropriate, very hard things, where we ask the Dammits this.
Matthew.
What?
Are you in the bath?
Oh, no.
What does it look like?
Oh, shoot.
What part of your body are you cleaning right now?
Oh,
look what I have for Christmas.
Very hard things. I hate you.
Oh, what is a star and why do they shine?
Oh, amazing.
That would be me.
Yes.
A light in the sky.
No, but if you...
Gas or fire in the sky. Something like that. I remember hearing something like that.
But if you drive close enough to it, what do you see?
You can't drive close enough to it. No, they're too far away in a galaxy far away.
Like if you get close enough, what will it be?
A star.
No, but is it like a hard substance?
No, it's liquid gas.
Stars are liquid?
Like fire. Like
stars
a flame.
Are fire and liquid.
Yes, burning bright like a flame.
Okay, but why do they shine then?
How the f*** do I know? Because brightness so shines, light shines,
fire
shines.
So when we see stars,
shines.
Are we seeing a current fire? All those
yes.
All these little fires in the sky.
Yes.
So what is a star?
I already told you. Light or gas in the sky or something like that.
Is a star just like a mini planet, like solid, or is it a ball of gas or something?
I think it's a ball of gas, but now you're making me wonder and question if they're all little planets. But
oh,
no, then we would know. No, I think they're not planets.
Okay, so do they shine or glow or reflect?
I think they're shining and glowing.
What's closer, the stars or the moon?
I think the moon is. It's why we see it bigger.
Or is it just bigger?
Oh. Well, that too, but I think it's closer.
So are the stars always in the same place every night?
I don't know.
But what are they? What stars, are they made of?
Oh, if you want to get real deep, stars could be the lost loved ones that we've lost, you know? The loved ones that we lost, and they're up in the sky, in the heavens, shining bright. And we all have a star that follows us.
Buddy, I love that.
But what are they? What are they made of?
I don't f***ing know.
Okay, do they have 5 points? Like when you draw a star, do they have 5 points?
I don't know. I think when we draw it as 5 points. But are there 5 points up in the sky? I don't know. No, I don't think so.
So what are they shaped like? Are they round, like a fist?
Do they look round to you when you look up?
They don't look like anything.
Okay, great. Then there's your answer. I am not talking to you anymore if you continue with this.
Okay, but what's bigger, the Earth or a star?
Obviously the Earth, you dingbat.
Final question. The takeaway, what is a star?
I thought I heard somewhere, though, that it's fire. Like gases.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. Gases?
Okay, enjoy your bath.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow.
What are you washing?
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
With you, shorty, with you.
With you, shorty, with you.
With you, under the mistletoe.
Kiss presents A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas.
Maria, where's your Christmas sweater?
I'm wearing red.
No, you're not.
That's maroon.
This is red.
That's not red.
That is
I
not
couldn't
red.
Find my Christmas sweater. I dug through all my drawers, and I'm pretty sure my mom threw it out because she thought it was a kid's one.
It was your idea.
I know,
Maria
but
said,
I...
For Roz and Mocha's Awesome Christmas DM Deep Dive Edition, she was like, guys, I think it would be amazing if we all wore, like, holiday-themed sweater, Christmas sweaters. So we were like, all right, bet. So Roz said, bet I'm not doing it. And then the rest of us... The rest of us were like, yes, absolutely. It's on site. And here we are on site. And oh my God, Roz looks like
he's about to rob a house.
Oh my God.
Bro, we set is Christmas, not an audition for Boys in a Hood.
What? Look at him. Dark Santa.
Roz has
hey,
is dressed in all black. He's wearing black sunglasses and now a black toque.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then Maria's wearing a maroon sweater.
I actually thought my mom thought it was a kid's one.
Yeah?
And she threw yeah, because it is a kid's size one, and it has an alpaca on
I'm
it.
I'm dressed as a damn Christmas tree.
Roz, you look like Cole.
Thank you, Chef. Thank you.
It's fire. I like it, huh?
All right. DM deep dive time.
Let's do this.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
What do we got first up, Maria?
All right. The first question comes from Alyssa, and she's asking, are you an eat and then open the gifts person or a gifts and then eat?
Okay, you go first, Maria.
It's changed over the years because, like, my sister lives out of the house now and stuff.
Yeah.
But we usually eat and then we open the gifts.
Really?
But as kids, we would gifts and then eat.
Yeah. When you have kids in the house, like, it's open mm-hmm. presents first and then eat.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
how we do
well,
it.
Well, now we wait until, like, my sister and her husband come from,
oh, okay.
like, there. So we wait until we open the gifts until they get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roz? I've only ever done both at the same time.
Eat and open gifts yep. at the same time?
At the same time. Everything oh. comes out on trays uh-huh. and just around the coffee table and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you just prepare breakfast for everybody?
Yeah, my mom always used to. She'd get up early and just make sausage rolls and potatoes and... like all sorts of like cheese and meats and everything else. And then it would all, and then we'd wake up and there'd be like bacon and everything else going. And we'd all just be on one platter.
Yeah.
And we'd just like sit there on the floor.
Pick at it?
And just pick at it and open presents. That was the best.
Cheesecake, what do you guys do?
Pepper pot first, baby.
Yeah.
Gotta
and
eat.
Then gifts?
Yes. Okay. Then gifts. Absolutely.
Nice. Interesting. Damn it, Maury.
Gifts first, because you don't want your greasy hands all over, like, you know, greasy. Something nice. Like,
dog, your hands are greasy all the time.
Time.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Just wash your hands, bro.
You can probably tell which gifts you wrapped.
Yeah.
By the streaks.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's Dark Santa coming out.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, this comes from Vinny, and he's asking, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, it's got to be Home Alone and or Elf. Like, those two are my... top replays in the house all the time. How about you, Maria?
For me, it's tied between two.
Okay.
Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Jim Carrey
right.
one.
Yes.
Oh.
And Polar Express.
Yes.
Oh, that movie's so terrible.
Ross hates
Polar
it.
Express is the it's so it's
I
creepy,
know you hate
it's
it.
It's weird. It's dumb.
I love it.
It's awful.
Damn it, Maury. Favorite Christmas movies?
Definitely Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Mm-hmm. Serendipity is one of our favorites, and Love Actually.
Which one's okay. Serendipity?
Serendipity is when they go to the restaurant, Serendipity 3 in New York, John Cusack.
Oh, it's the John Cusack one.
Yeah,
is so that a Christmas good. Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Cheesecake?
I've got two. Home Alone for sure, mm-hmm. and Die Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, great movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Polar opposites, too.
Yeah, total.
Yeah, you got comedy, and then you got, well, comedy and action.
Yeah, totally.
Roz?
I mean, like, Elf is good. We probably, I'm just trying to think of what we watch every year. A Christmas Story is the one that we watched every, like, when I was younger. But the one that actually pops up the most in my house, because my kid really loves it, is Christmas with the Cranks.
That's such a good movie.
Right? Just for the scene where when he gets Botox and then they go to the restaurant and he's trying to drink his ice water after having just had Botox and he can't swallow.
Yeah.
And then the scene where Jamie Lee Curtis comes out of the tanning salon in the lobby in just a bikini, and then their priest walks in.
Yeah. And all the neighbors.
And all the neighbors. Yeah.
Just so happened to be at the mall at the exact same time.
Amazing. I really like Christmas with the Cranks.
I love it. What else we got today, Maria?
Now, this one comes from Jacqueline, and they're asking, will anyone follow any of the New Year's Eve superstitions?
What?
So I dove into this, and there's a whole bunch, but I picked six that stood out. So the first one is, on New Year's Eve, you're supposed to walk around with an empty suitcase.
Why?
So apparently if you walk around with an empty suitcase and you go around your neighborhood or your house, it means that you're going to travel a lot that year. Uh-huh. And if you wear pink underwear while you're walking around with the suitcase, it means you're going to travel with love.
In my neighborhood, it means people are going to take your Amazon packages off your driveway.
Okay, what else?
Number two was throw furniture from a window.
Who does that?
So apparently
Wallen just got 6 days in jail for that.
Yeah, facts.
Apparently you can find people throwing couches, fridges, all kinds from their window when the clock strikes midnight to symbolize getting away with the old and bringing in the new.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That just sounds like a big mess. What else?
That's too much
work. 12 grapes, which I've seen a lot of people do this.
12 grapes?
Apparently,
I got to collect 12 grapes?
No. So as the midnight clock hits 12, you have to eat one. You have to eat 12 grapes in a row without stopping. Uh-huh. And apparently, if you finish all 12 grapes, you are going to have good luck and love that year. And if you fail, then you apparently have misfortune. And apparently, if you want to make it work even better, you have to do this while sitting under a table.
That's the choke.
Guess what your New Year's Eve assignment is, Maria?
But you know what's crazy is all over my TikTok, I've seen recently girls be like, oh, my 12 grapes worked last year because they posted a video of them eating the grapes and then now they have a boyfriend and I'm dying laughing. I'm like, I don't think this is
going, going under a
table. Going under a table and starting stuffing things in your mouth is the reason they got a boyfriend.
Okay, quickly, the last three, Maria.
All right, the last three. Avoid crying because it means that you'll bring sadness and sorrow. Uh-huh. Don't clean your clothes because apparently if you do that on New Year's Eve, you're going to wash away any good luck coming your way. Uh-huh. And then the last one is you have to share a kiss at midnight if you want to have love the following year to prevent a year of loneliness.
Yeah. No to all of them. No, the kiss. I'll take part in the kiss.
Thank you all for your holiday DM deep dives that you've been submitting. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was a great round for this awesome Christmas. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
A Barry, Roz, and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the rain.
The snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
What?
Just the line, winter women's underwear.
No, it's winter wonderland.
Oh. Welcome back to a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS. Now, here's Roz and Mocha.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
All the things.
I'm wearing my gay apparel.
365.
We cannot celebrate the holidays without celebrating everyone. And that includes the people on the naughty list, right? I think that they deserve a place in our show as well, in our hearts, even if they may be ostracized from their own family.
They're always shunned every year.
Every single year, but we have to give a cheers right now to those on the naughty list.
Question, have you done anything to be on the naughty list this year, Rob?
This year?
Yeah.
No, not this year.
Anything on the naughty list from you?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, every day. Maria, anything?
Never.
Okay, Shem, cheesecake?
Never, no.
Right. Yeah, same.
There's nothing wrong with saying that you're on the naughty list.
So where did you go to talk to people? Because Dan and Maury hit the streets.
To find some naughties?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I talked to gays and straights.
Okay, good. Here we go.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh,
are you on the naughty list this year?
Well, who isn't? People that are naughty have way more fun.
Why are you smiling at the naughty list?
I'm just having some flashbacks.
Care to share? Share with us, girl. Share.
I'm in the naughty list because I've been a nasty girl this year.
Wow. Talk about how great it is to be on the naughty list. Talk about the joys of the naughty list.
It feels amazing. Freaking amazing.
Do you like being on the naughty list?
I like to be on the naughty list. Yeah.
What got you on the naughty list?
Oh, man. Where do I start? What month is it? December? Okay.
What got you on there?
I mean, oh, man. I've known a lot of people that got me on the naughty list.
Wow.
Right. Have you been on the naughty list this year?
I have. Of course I have.
Okay, what got you on the naughty list this year?
Grindr, for sure. Going on Grindr and looking around people who's around, right? So that's how we get in the naughty list.
Do you love being on the naughty list?
Oh, I do. I love me in my 20s being in the naughty list.
What got you on the naughty list?
Going on Grindr on vacation with my family and hooking up while I'm with my family.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Oh, my God. Have you been naughty this year?
Of course I have. What do you think?
Well, you look naughty.
What I look like is what I give.
Okay, what got you on the naughty list this year?
I think I just did a lot of stuff that I kind of regret, but at the same time, I don't regret this year. And maybe that's why Santa decided to put me on the naughty list.
Do you love being on that list?
Yes.
Okay, what advice do you have for people who need to be on that naughty list?
Honestly, like, just bring out your true baddie.
What got you on the naughty list?
Well, sometimes the people that we come with aren't the same people that we leave with.
Oh my God. Wow. That is naughty.
Well, when you're having a good time, let the good times roll.
Do you love being on the naughty list?
I mean, it's my part-time job, full-time job.
What advice do you have for people who should be on the naughty list?
What are you waiting for? We're here. Come and join us.
Are you on the naughty list this year?
I'm always on the naughty list.
What got you on the naughty list?
Well, I mean, I'm in a polyamorous throuple, so, you know, you can't get more naughty than that, I think.
Say it loud and proud. I am naughty.
I'm really, really naughty. Oh,
wow. Shout out to all the naughties out there.
See?
You celebrate this holiday season.
There you go.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
I just want you for my own.
More than you could ever know.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back to A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS. Now, here's Roz and Mocha.
It's always a fun time of year to hear from kids about all things Christmas and Santa Claus. And Tim and Maury hitting the streets at the 120th Santa Claus Parade.
Kyrie, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Three pairs of green and yellow. And I want a new iPad and... Yeah. Wow. 10,000 V-Bucks for Fortnite and 10,000 Robux for Fortnite.
What do you think a reindeer sounds like?
I think they sound like this.
Oh, jeez. Nailed it.
Imitate the sound of a reindeer. If Santa had to eat the last thing you ate for an entire year, what would it be?
Sausages and noodles.
Who's been more naughty this year, mommy or daddy?
Mommy been nice, daddy been naughty.
Oh no.
What made daddy naughty?
Oh no.
He always be rude to his girlfriend.
Does Santa snore?
Yes.
Yo, snitch.
Like that.
If you're packing Santa's lunch for the sleigh, what's in his lunch?
Chicken wings, yes. McDonald's fries, sushi, Chinese food, a pizza, another type of Big Mac, Chick-fil-A burger, Coke, and some lasagna and some sausages, hot dogs, and some more pizza.
Merry Christmas!
That was an amazing meal.
How are you?
No, you say Merry Christmas back.
Merry Christmas back to you.
Who's been more naughty or nice this year, mommy or daddy?
My mom's being nice and my dad's being naughty.
Why has your dad been naughty?
Don't say the girl.
Because he's boring.
Oh!
The way that he's bald.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
Well, I want for Christmas this year a Lego, big, gigantic, Harry Potter castle. Aww.
If Santa had to eat the last thing you ate for an entire year, what would he be eating?
He would be eating samosas. because it's my favorite food and I almost want to eat it every day.
Who's been more naughty or nice this year, mommy or daddy?
Well, let's just say daddy's been more naughtier, but mommy's became more naughtier. She shouts for no reason.
Does Santa snore?
Yeah, Santa snores. Because most people, most men snore when I'm sleeping. I know that my dad snores totally. He's like, the whole night, and it's very loud.
What do you want to say to everybody this Christmas? What is your message for everyone this Christmas?
Have a great Christmas! Happy Christmas! Wish you all the best!
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.